Hello.
The Attorney General is present.
Yeah. I talked to Powell.
Good.
And, well, as you know, he is a great fellow, and he said that he would, well, I don't know. He said he would talk to his partners in the morning and so forth, and would call you before noon. Now, I think it's sort of a
approach.
Well, there's a chance. I said, well, I just want him to know that we feel very strongly he should do it for the good of the court and so forth in the country, and he ought to weigh that and all that sort of thing. But he said, well, I just think you can get somebody better, you know, who can serve longer, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way it is, okay? So lean on him hard, whatever he says tomorrow.
All right, I will. Now, this is a little different point of view because I talked to him three times today. He had talked to his wife and his oldest daughter, who's a big friend of hers, and so forth. And maybe the situation isn't as bad as we might think it is. He may be in a little state of shock, like a lot of these people are when you talk to him and go on the Supreme Court.
Well, the only thing that...
Did you discuss his medical...
Yes, oh, yes, yes. And he said, well, that they thought it would take... he said that maybe he could go 8 or 10 years. Well, so that I didn't...
My Lord. If we get that, boy, we'll settle for half of it.
Yeah, and he did, but he wasn't that optimistic, so...
No, I know. He has both ends of the spectrum.
Right. But I leaned very hard on him. I just said that he ought to do it, and this and that.
And you? His reaction was he would.
Well, he said that he talked to his partners, and he said whatever he did, he wanted to know that he appreciated my calling him. But that was so that worries me when he says that.
I heard that twice, three times today.
Yeah.
But the point is that he's still talking to people about it.
He is.
The door is still open.
It's still open. I don't know how far, but he's still open.
You must not have leaned on him pretty hard because I started off with him on the basis, and I got the report back that he would do whatever you want him to.
Well, I leaned on him very hard. I said we had decided it, and we felt he should take this under consideration, that he should weigh this as he made his decision.
And he's still talking to his partners and this one and that one and that.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably conscientious.
In the morning, when he gets to you, you just say, well, after you've talked to your partners, we want you to do it. How about it? Okay?
Yes, sir. I will do that. Now, there are two other factors involved. Things are not going well with the bar, as you might expect. But I've been talking to Walsh, and he is going to keep that session open until we program them the way that we want them to go.
Right.
The second thing is...
They're going to turn Lily down, aren't they?
Well, I would believe so.
Fine. How about Howard?
I can't find him.
Oh,
you know, he promised to call me back by 5 o'clock, and I can't even find him. Now, whether he's conferring with George Romney and the Lord or what he's doing, I don't know, but... I'll stay after him, so we'll have an answer on it all and try and put the pieces together before late tomorrow afternoon when the fire gets through up there.
Good.
And the fact that I can't get Howard and can't find out what he's doing gives me the thought that maybe he is a lot more interested in the circumstances might have indicated.
Yeah.
But I'll stay after him.
Well, you lean on him and lean very hard on the other fellow.
Yes, sir. And through the day, hopefully, we can put it out and get a scenario that we can make the bar play out.
Right.
Walsh, as you know, is 1,000% for you. He's got problems.
Right, I know.
And I told him tonight that he and his tribe was probably going to come up the losers on this. And he's at the point where he's not worried about that at all. And will
all
help us and work it out.
Okay.
We need you.
Right.